the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
Don't go, yeah, yeah, yeah. show. They don't go. They don't go. They don't go.
Yeah! This is your leaving! Thank you. Bentley, don't go. Bentley, don't go. Bentley, don't go down to New Orleans. I love you so. Please don't go. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be a dog. Don't be a dog. Don't be a dog. It's way down here. Make you walk along. Please don't go. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go.
Welcome once again to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Gray, bringing you another great hour of 60s underground rock music, focusing as always on 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto-punk, freakbeat and psychedelia. And hello to listeners around New Zealand and people that have just liked us on Facebook from around the Asia Pacific region. Hope you'll stay listening to this episode as well, as we've got something very cool out of Cambodia coming up later in this episode. But we've got it all underway with a band. We've never had them on Retrospect before. American psychedelic band. They're called the Beacon Street Union, named after a street in their native city of Boston. They're billed as part of the Bosstown Sound. Now, that was really a fabrication by their label MGM Records to describe the Beacon Street Union, also other bands such as Orpheus and Ultimate Spinach. So the Beacon Street Union, not a lot of nationwide success in the States. Their debut album charted at number 75 in May 1968, that album called The Eyes of the Beacon Street Union. So we had a track called Baby Please Don't Go. It's a garage rock staple, personal favourite, and what a fantastic, very long version there from the Beacon Street Union.
Exit that bar and those after-work drinks.
Tune into Flat Out Pride Hour, where you can link
to being who you are and explore our community.
Join your Flat Out Pride duo for camp beats and fabulosity.
Coming to your airwaves Friday afternoons at 5 on Free FM 89.0.
We've got the latest
news,
views,
interviews,
and issues
for and about our Glit Fab Rainbow communities.
That's Flat Out Pride Friday afternoons at 5, only on Free FM 89.0.
Well, we've got a lot of obscurities in this show, a lot of great global garage coming up as well. But right now, one out of Los Angeles circa 1966. The guy's name is Adrian Lloyd. This was a 45 on Charger Records, released 1965. Adrian Lloyd, apparently from the UK, relocated to LA, joined a surf instrumental group called the Rumblers. He was the drummer. Then he formed his own band, Adrian and the Sunsets. But this one's billed as just Adrian Lloyd. This is called Lorna.
Yeah. and there's nothing that I need. I can't stop my brain from running wild, running wild, from running wild. My brain is running wild, yeah.
Money for the picture show. Yeah, I know she spent it at the club. Go. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Yeah, baby. Let's go.
Go home and smash those crummy records. Get rid of the Beatles and the Herman's Hermits and the rest of that crowd. I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
I don't mind, but the guy's dancing with my girl.
Well, a set of four great global garage tracks here on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Los Angeles musician Adrian Lloyd with a single from 1966 called Lorna topped the set. Then further north into Canada, Canadian band out of Montreal, Quebec, they're called The Haunted. They had their first big break after they won a Battle of the Bands competition held in 1965 at the Montreal Forum. They won some studio time with Quality Records, used that opportunity to record their first single called 125, the B-side 8 o'clock this morning. The track 125 was greeted enthusiastically, but the lyrics were deemed unsuitable for radio play, so an alternative version was released in 1966 with somewhat cleaner lyrics. So they had an album, 1967, self-titled The Haunted. We took a track from that album called Horror Show. Then at obscurity from a band called The Morning After, I've put information about this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Now, I can tell you nothing about The Morning After. The track, of course, though, a cover of The Who's The Kids Are All Right, released in 1967. Now, it appeared on a piece of vinyl called BJ Demo Volume 2, described as an LP released on a label called Tina in 1967, but other information says that these were in fact 7-inch EPs. Now, they were called BJ, they were rare 1960s Florida garage. So The Morning After, presumably from Florida, great version of The Who's The Kids Are All Right. And then finally in the set, iconic English mod band, freakbeat band, describe them as you would like. They're called The Creation, formed 1966. Their biggest hit was Painter Man, that was covered by a bunch of bands around the world, including here in New Zealand. They were described by biographer Sean Egan as a unique hybrid of pop, rock, psychedelia and the avant-garde. They're produced by Shel Tamy, also very involved in The Who, so quite a similarity between The Who and The Creation. So fantastic track from The Creation. We've had it here before. It's called Biff Bang Pow. Well, let's check out some global garage. Although this next band were in fact from the UK, they were Italian by adoption. They're called The Primitives. This one is off their 1967 album called Blow Up. It's an Italian single called L'Ombra del Nisino.
L'Ombra del Nisino sarò e io quando voglio bene andrò. Nessuno sarò.
You're laughing.
Ma non ho paura di te,
perché voglio avere come te qualcuno che sia l'ombra mia, ma che la sia solo per me e mi appartenga sempre più di più. L'ombra che per me non guardi la gente, l'ombra che per sé non c'è niente, ma niente perché io non sono l'ombra di nessuno, io non vivo l'ombra di nessuno. Hold on a minute.
L'ombra di nessuno sarò ed io quando voglio bene andrò.
Don't you believe me girl.
L'ombra di nessuno sarò.
I've said you're laughing.
Ma non ho paura di te.
Sarò, I know you're laughing.
Ma non ho paura di te.
anímate, pues rompelo.
Rompe tu sao, ayúdame. Rompe tu sao, ayúdame.
Porque solo no lo podré romper. Porque solo no lo podré hacer. Rompe tu sao, ayúdame. Rompe tu sao, ayúdame. Rompe tu sao, ayúdame.
Typical retrospect set of great global garage. UK band relocated to Italy, The Primitives, with L'Ombra di Nessimo, top of the set off their Blow Up LP. Then out of Cochabamba, Bolivia, 1967, this band was formed together just to 1969. They're called Grupo 606. The track's called Rompi Cruza o Ayudami, cover of The Doors, Break On Through. Very cool. Video of that one up on our Facebook page right now. If you haven't liked us, get along to facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio. Finally in the set, out of Italy, they're called Los Iberos. It's their cover of the Castaways' Liar Liar. Los Iberos on Decca Records. So that cover of Liar Liar, released 1969, some 4 years after the Castaways had a number 12 hit with it on the Billboard Top 100. Track best known, I guess, because it appeared on Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era compilation. So The Primitives, Grupo 606, and Los Iberos, great global garage, and we've got more coming up straight after this.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, this guy is somewhat of a legend in Cambodian garage rock, best known perhaps because he appeared on the compilation called Cambodian Rocks, released on a New York label called Parallel World in 1996. Now, that compilation contained 22 uncredited, untitled tracks of pre-Khmer Rouge psychedelic and garage rock music. In the year since its release, the tracks had been identified. Three of them attributed to this guy. His name was Yol Olarang, also written sometimes as Yos Alarang. Cambodian garage rock musician of the 60s and 70s, presumed, as so many were, to be executed during the Cambodian genocide of the Khmer Rouge. So that was in the mid to late 1970s. By all accounts, quite the guy. Let's check him out. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. This is Cambodian Yol Olarang, track called Sora.
Sora, 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 oh, phak chran pe na, oi chue kro.
lo que pido. Necesito que me entiendas, que yo sin ti ya no puedo vivir. Te voy a dar mi amor, pero a cambio de error.
Quiero un poco de amor, quiero un poco de amor, quiero un poco de amor, quiero un poco de amor.
Tú sabes que quiero lo.
That's it for our global garage for this episode. Bunch of tracks, though. Yol Olorong out of Cambodia topped that set of two with Sora. And then we had out of Tijuana, Mexico, formed 1962. They are the Los Rockin' Devils, members from a variety of places within Mexico. These guys toured pretty widely, too. So they're called Los Rockin' Devils. The track Demasiado Amor, it's a cover of A Whole Lot of Love. Let's attribute that to Led Zeppelin, written 1968. Or as far back as 1962, if you want to look at the blues origin of Whole Lot of Love. So Yol Olorong and Los Rockin' Devils, taking us almost to the end of this episode 237 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk, Garage Rock and Psychedelia.
Now don't forget, there are back episodes of Retrospect. If you're new to the show, check out some back episodes. Bunch of ways you can find them. You can track them down at accessradio.org. That's a New Zealand website with a bunch of community-based radio content uploaded there. Also, you'll find Retrospect episodes via the TuneIn app. If you have a smartphone with TuneIn, you can search Retrospect Garage Punk, find a bunch of back episodes there. Also at Podbean or Pod Directory, also at TuneIn.com, of course. Or perhaps the best place, the iTunes store. If you use iTunes, go to the podcasting section, search for Retrospect Garage Punk, bunch of episodes there. You can subscribe, you can rate the episodes, and you can also review the show, and that would be enormously appreciated. Well, that's it for episode 237. I'd like to leave you with an instrumental if I can. These guys got together in 1963. Bunch of school friends, but only one of them, a guy called Roy Pinky Hirschleb, had any sort of musical experience. The other members, with lots of practice, made the grade. These guys wore matching suits, had top-of-the-line equipment, and they had a hearse as a band vehicle. You can check that out on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. By 1967, these guys had broken through. They'd recorded their one big song, I've Got Nowhere to Run. They are called The Morticians. They're still active on Facebook, and I think I need to get in touch with these guys, get them on the show, or the surviving two members of The Morticians. So, The Morticians, out of Marshall, Minnesota, their final performance, August 23rd, 1968, in front of the Stillwater National Guard Armory. Although remaining members have got back together, which is great to see. The Morticians, this is the B-side of their Nowhere to Run single. It is the instrumental version of Nowhere to Run. That's it for the show. I'm Phil Gray, signing off Retrospect for another week. More great stuff coming up in future episodes. Hope you'll join me. like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.